Watch This, a podcast for Arkham Horror the Card Game. Hello everyone, and welcome to Watch This, a podcast about Arkham Horror the Card Game, in which I am taking Skids O'Toole through the Pallid Mask in his parallel guise. So let's tell you what the tokens in the bag are. We've got two cultists, and cultists are -2, and if the token is revealed during an attack and the skill test is successful, this attack deals one less damage, which is horrible. And then skulls, three skulls, which are -X, where X is the number of locations away from the starting location you are, a maximum of 5. And agenda 1A is Empire of the Dead. The dank, chill air of the catacombs penetrates your clothes and causes you to shiver. Everywhere you look, the remains of the dead greet you, a grim reminder of your own mortality. Each location is connected to each location adjacent to it, and it's got a doom threshold of 6. And then Act 1A is Through the Catacombs. At the end of the long tunnel next to you, the stranger steps through the darkness, his pale mask glinting in the candlelight. Wait! You call out. He glances your way before vanishing into the shadows. Once more, you are forced to track him down to find answers. Objective: find the man in the pallid mask. He is somewhere in the catacombs. Do not advance until you are instructed. We start on the gate to hell, which is a nice, friendly place to start. It has a shroud of 1 and 2 clues. When it's revealed, we put the top 2 catacombs in the catacomb deck above and below the gate to hell. And the flavor text is, Arrêtez, c'est ici le pas de la mort. Warning, this is the Empire of the Dead. And then I had found a stone passageway, found a funky skull and, pushed it. And so I have also revealed the stone archways below the gate to hell, which is a shroud of 2 and no clues, but I get to ignore the text on unrevealed locations adjacent to the stone archways. And all of the catacombs, so there's a catacomb above my starting location, and then below me is the stone archways, and then to the right of that is another catacomb. And as an additional cost for me to enter the catacombs, I have to spend 1 clue. And the flavour text on the catacombs is, skulls and bones decorate the walls of this wide hallway in a macabre fashion. And I am going to draw my opening hand. So we have Lucky Cigarette Case, Hot Streak, Act of Desperation, Manual Dexterity and Cunning. Well, Lucky Cigarette Case and Hot Streak are staying in hand. And I'm going to ditch the other 3 and mulligan into Nimble, Gregory Gry and Lucky. Okay. I was hoping to find Lola. Hot Streak is what I've spent my XP on, so I'm doing a doubt run. And I've just played through Carcosa in a group that is that also ended up doing doubt. Going into Black Stars Rise, we were Conviction, and then Black Stars Rise, we ended up being more doubt than Conviction. So having played Dimmed Carcosa with doubt relatively recently, I decided that I probably need Skits to be even richer than he is at the moment for the purposes of firing well-connected at implausibly high modifiers during that final scenario. So the man in the pallid mask has been set aside from my deck, and I've got 5 resources, and I've got a trauma of the physical and the mental variety. And I am 3 books, and I am on a location which has a shroud of 1. So, first things first, I'm going to play Hot Streak, and we're going to go up to 10 resources. Second action, I'm going to play the Lucky Cigarette Case. That cost me 2, so I'm down to 8. And then third action, I'm going to play Gregory Gry. Takes me back down to 5. Put 9 resources on Gry. And then I'll use Skids' special ability to gamble and try and grab some resources. So I will spend a resource and I will test 3 on 1. It's about a 3. fails. Okay, in upkeep, I take a resource, so I go up to 5 resources, and I draw a copy of Cunning. And then a doom goes on the agenda, which takes us up to 1 of 6 doom. And I'm just shuffling the encounter deck before I draw my first encounter card. Okay, so it is Spirit's Torment. So I attach it to my location. After I leave, I either take a horror or lose an action. And then I can place one of my clues on my attached on the attached location to discard Spirit's Torment. Okay. So, I think first action, I am going to try and investigate. I'm 3 on 1. I've got Cunning. That seems daft. I'm going to bet a Grybuck. So when I initiate a skill test, spend up to 3 resources from Gry. And if it succeeds by at least that amount, gain that many resources. So I'm 3 on 1. Skull, which is a -0. So I gain the resource from Gry and I gain a clue. And I succeeded by 2, so I can search the top 2 cards of my deck with Lucky Cigarette Case and draw one of them. It's a choice between On the Lamb and Lucky. I think I'll take On the Lamb because I've already got a Lucky in hand. I'll shuffle my deck. Action 2, I think I'm going to do that again. I am 3 on 1. I'll bet another Gry resource. -1, brilliant. So I get the Gry resource, I get the clue. I'm up to 7 resources. And then I will use Skids's ability. I will bet a resource. So I'm testing 3 on 1. I will commit Nimble. And I will bet a Grybuck that I succeed by at least 1. -2, so I do succeed by 1. So I get the Grybuck, I get 2 bucks back. So I'm up to 9 resources and Nimble fires. And I get to move. I will move down to the stone archways. And then when I leave the gate to hell, I either take a horror or lose an action. I'm going to put a horror on Gregory Gry. And then I'm going to move to the catacomb to the right of Stone Archways, ignoring the text. And it is the Well of Souls. Shroud of 4, 1 clue, victory 1. When Well of Souls is revealed, put the topmost catacomb in the catacombs deck into play above, below, or to the right. I will put it above. And it's got a clue. Okay, so I end my turn here. So I take a horror, go up to 2 horror, and I draw a card, which is Cunning, and I take a resource, going up to 10 resources. Untap Lucky Cigarette Case, Doom goes on the agenda, and we go up to 2 of 6 Doom, and I draw a Catacombs Docent, which spawns at the nearest unrevealed location, which is the one directly above me. Okay. It's a humanoid, a lunatic, it's 3-2-2, and I can parley with him. Test 4 books to interpret the guide's ravings. If you succeed, look at the revealed side of any catacombs location in play. Group limit once per game. Okie dokie. So, let's investigate the Well of Souls. So, I am 3 books. I've got a Cunning in hand, so I'm going to commit Cunning. So, it has 3 book icons, so I'm 6 on 4. I'm going to bet a Grybuck that I succeed by 1, and we're going to test. -1, I get the Grybuck, I get the single clue. I succeeded by 2, so I will tap the Lucky Cigarette Case and search the top 2 cards of my deck. Well, it's Money Talks or Hospital Debts, so I draw Money Talks. And Hospital Debts shuffles back into the deck. Okay, that was action 1. Action 2, I could go up to the Catacombs Docent, but I don't yet have a weapon. And it's slightly annoying because I could play On the Lamb, but it just seems like a waste. I could go up and just, well, we'll see. I'm hoping I draw into a weapon soon. But I think second action will move to the stone archway. Third action will move back up to the gates to hell. And then we will bet a resource with Skids' ability. And we'll bet a Greybuck. So we're 3-on-1. -4. So I lose a resource and I lose the Greybuck. And that is the end of my turn. So the enemy phase, the Catacombs Docent does nothing. And then in upkeep, the Lucky Cigarette Case readies. I go up to 11 resources and I draw Money Talks. So my hand, quick refresher, 2 copies of Money Talks, a copy of Other Lamb, a copy of Cunning, and a copy of Lucky. And then in the Mythos phase, Doom goes on the agenda. We're halfway to the Doom threshold. And I draw the Shadow Behind You. Oh, well, that is really, really horrible. So Revelation, put the Shadow Behind You into play in your threat area. Limit 1 per investigator. As an action, you look behind you. Forced, at the end of your turn, if you did not perform the above ability, you must either discard all your resources or discard all your cards, then discard the Shadow Behind You. So basically, I kind of want to get rid of as many cards as I can as quickly as possible, which is like a little bit awkward because, well, I kind of like my hand and I've got a lot of resources that I don't want to get rid of. This is a real bummer. Like a real bummer. Okay, so before my first action, I'm going to play On the Lamb. Fast, play during any bolt window. Until the end of the round, non-elite enemies cannot attack you. And at the end of the round, you may disengage from each engaged enemy and move up to 2 locations away. So, I will move to first action, move to the catacombs. I will take a horror, taking me up to 3 horror, because I don't want to lose an action. And I'm going into a location that I don't get to ignore the text on, so I spend a clue to enter. And it is a bone-filled cavern. While you are investigating here, you have 1 fewer hand slot. And when it's revealed, put the top 2 catacombs below and to the right. Well, I put it to the right, but below there is the Well of Souls, so that doesn't happen. And I put 2 clues here. I've got 2 actions left, and it's got a shroud of 3. So, first action, we'll play Money Talks, which means we're investigating here 5-on-3, because I've got 11 resources in my resource pool. Yes, Money Talks, I'm 5-on-3, trying to get one of these clues. Skull. I'm 1 away from the sign location, so that is a pass. Pass by 1. I could tap the Lucky Cigarette Case, but I'm not going to. Third action, I'm going to play Money Talks, and again, investigate 5-on-3. -2, so I grab this other clue. Brilliant. So I'm on 4 clues now. Then I will initiate a test with Skids' ability. So I'm going to spend 3 resources. So I'm testing 3. Oh, hang on. I'm going to spend 1 resource. So I'm testing 3-on-1. I'm going to commit Cunning. So I'm testing 6-on-1. And I'm going to bet 3 of the resources off Gry, because I think I will succeed by 3 or more, because I'm testing 6-on-1. -1. So I get 3 resources off Gry, and I get the resource I bet and another resource. So I go up to 15 resources. At the end of my turn, the only card I have in hand is Lucky. So I discard Lucky, and the Shadow Behind You also gets discarded. Then it's the enemy phase. Because I played On the Lamb, the Catacombs Docent doesn't attack me. And then I take a resource and draw a card in the upkeep phase, which is I get Nimble. And then on the lamb, let me move up to two spaces away from this catacomb's docent. So I will spend a clue and go to the catacomb to my right. It's a stone archways, and when it's revealed, we put the topmost catacomb in the catacomb deck to the right of stone archways, which I have now done. So there's like a row of four, which I'm on, with the gate to hell at the far left, and I'm two away from the gate to hell on that row of four. And then above that row, above the gate to hell, there's a single catacombs location. And then below that, to the left again, there's a stone archways and a well of souls. So it's a bit like a pelican. If you imagine a pelican, but horrifying and Parisian, you've basically correctly imagined the game state. And I should have tapped. No, I shouldn't, because I would have had to discard it. So it's good that I didn't tap the lucky cigarette case when I did my lots of resources play. Okay, so Doom goes on the agenda. We're up to four of six. And my encounter card is another shadow behind you. I mean, I've only got Nimble in hand, so that could be a lot worse. Okay, so it's my go. I guess I'm just going to go to the right, to go to this unrevealed catacombs. I'm a little bit worried because I'm not successfully creating a square, which is usually better in this scenario. But I don't really think I've got much of a choice. So yeah, to the right. I don't have to spend a clue because the stone archways mean I get to ignore the text. So it's the candlelit tunnels. It's got two clues and a shroud of three. I can test three books to read an ancient sign here as an action. And if I succeed, I can look at the revealed side of any catacomb location in play. And then when it's revealed, I get to put the topmost catacomb cards into play to the left and right of candlelit tunnels. Well, that's again to the right. And so that is again, yeah, so I'm on this row of five cards now. If anything comes along that wants to be nasty to me, I'm not going to have an easy job moving around it. Second action, I'm going to go to the catacomb to the right and spend a clue. And it is another candlelit tunnel. So it gets two clues and it gets a location to the right. And then third action, I'm going to go to the one on the right, which is a labyrinth of bones. So it comes in with two clues on it, shroud of two. When the Labyrinth of Bones is revealed, put the top three catacombs above, below, and to the right. Okay. Now, there are five catacombs left in the deck, and at the start of the game, I put the locations I'm looking for in the bottom five cards of the deck. So, one of the three that I'm currently next to has a relatively good chance of being the one I'm looking for. It's the end of my turn. So the shadow behind me gets discarded and Nimble gets discarded. And then the enemy phase, the Catacombs Docent doesn't do anything and they're the only enemy in play. But I am going to bet a resource with Skids' ability. So at the moment we are on 5, 10, 16 resources. I'm going to bet a resource and I'm going to bet the final Groy resource. And I'm going to go 3 on 1. And if I succeed, I get 2. And if I draw a minus 1 or better, I get 3. It's a minus 4. So Gry is now out. And I lose that resource. But that's okay. So then it's upkeep. I go back up to 16 resources. And I draw Lola Santiago. Okay. And then in the Mythos phase, Doom goes on the agenda and we draw the Pit Below. Oof. Revelation. Attached to your location. If there is no copy of the Pit Below attached, well, there isn't. The attached location gets plus one shroud, so it's up to three shroud from two. And then at the end of the round, each investigator at the attached location takes three damage. Discard the Pit Below. Ha. Huh. I've just realised the location I'm on actually has flavour text, which is unusual. Most of the locations in the catacombs don't have flavour text on their revealed sides, but this one does, so I shall read it. A pillar of bones dominates the centre of this circular chamber. several dark passages lead in multiple directions. And that is true, they do. I don't want to be here when the pit below collapses, but that's fine because I didn't want to be anyway. So action one, I'm going to move down. I move to a narrow shaft. It has a clue and it has a shroud of two and a victory point. When I reveal it, I put a catacombs location into play to the right of it. And full disclosure, listeners, I have now gotten to the point where my desk has run out of space for this. It is so wide that I have to do some rejigging. Please hold. Ah, the rejigging went horribly. Went horribly, listeners. Everything's fallen over. Okay. So this has a victory point, which is quite nice. Shroud of two. Now, I spent a clue to come down here, so I've got one clue left. So I think second action, I'm going to play Lola Santiago for three. Takes me down to 13 resources. And then as a free action, I will exhaust Lola and spend two more resources to get this clue. So I'm back up to two clues, but I'm down to 11 resources. And then third action, I'm going to move to the catacombs to the right. Now, when I would move from the narrow shaft to an unrevealed location, I have to test three. And if I fail, I ignore the effects of the move and I take a damage. Gregory Gry, having served his purpose, has gone. Bye, Gregory. Okay, so let's test three. I'm five on three. Minus one. Okay, so I successfully move to this catacombs, spending a clue. Okay, and it's the blocked passage. Forced, when you reveal blocked passage, take two damage. You cannot leave blocked passage this round. So a damage goes on Lola and a damage goes on Skids, which takes him up to two damage and three horror. And the blocked passage has some flavor text. A stack of human remains blocks the candlelit corridor. This gives new meaning to the phrase dead end. Okay. So that's the end of my turn. Before I stop, I'm going to better resource three on one. Try and get some cash with Skids. Zero. So I get a money, taking me up to 12, and I can tap Lucky Cigarette Case and search the top two cards of my deck for a card. And one of them is Well Connected, the other is Act of Desperation. And I'm going to take Well Connected to get those all-important boosts for having money. Okay, so in the enemy phase, the Catacombs Docent doesn't do much. In the upkeep phase, I take a resource going up to 13 resources. And I draw a card, which is Look What I Found, which is now the entirety of my hand. And at the end of the round, the pit below is discarded. So the Labyrinth of Bones is now a little bit more welcoming than it was. I mean, not much, but a bit. In the Mythos phase, we add a Doom, and we go up to six Doom, and therefore advance. And the Spectre of Death spawns at the Gate to Hell. It's a 3/5/3 Monster Geist Elite enemy. It has Hunter and Retaliate. While the Spectre of Death is exhausted, it takes one less damage from each attack made against it. And after you fail a skill test while attempting to evade it, it attacks you. So it's basically alert, but they haven't invented alert yet. It does two damage and two horror, and it has two victory points on it. I've got to be honest with you, listeners. My plan in no way involves trying to kill the Spectre of Death. Sorry if that comes as a blow. I misspoke earlier when I drew Look What I Found. I actually also have Well Connected in hand, of course, so my hand is those two. And I draw a Corpse Dweller. So the Catacombs Docent is discarded and the Corpse Dweller spawns at that location. It is a 3/5/4 enemy with Hunter and Retaliate, and it does two damage and a horror. And what this means is that I am currently 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 locations away from the Corpse Dweller and 7 locations away from the Spectre of Death. This does also mean that skulls are currently minus 7. So basically, don't draw skulls is the order of the day. But now it's my go. So I am going to go up to the catacombs. And I think I've got... There's a clue here, which I think is in my pool. So I think I've got two clues, and I think going up here will mean I'm on one clue remaining. And it is another labyrinth of bones. So two shroud, two per investigator clues. And I put the top three cards into play above, below, and to the right. So I'll put it above. So that means there's two unrevealed locations above the two labyrinths of bones, which I have not yet visited. So that was action one. I'm going to exhaust Lola and pay two to grab one of these two clues. And then action two, I'm going to move up to the catacombs I just revealed. And it is the Tomb of Shadows. I spend a clue, I've gone down to one clue, and there are two clues here. When it's revealed, we advance to Act 1B, The Stranger's Shadow. Rows of skulls chatter their teeth endlessly as you pass through a narrow stone archway into a round chamber illuminated by firelight. In the centre of the tomb stands the stranger, peering into the blaze. Across the wall, shadows dance and twist with the flickering of the flame. The stranger turns to face you, and his own shadow spreads across the wall. Where his shadow's arms should be, tentacle shapes emerge, enveloping the walls in darkness. He lifts his hand toward the wall as if trying to show you something. Spawn the set aside the man in the pallid mask, weakness in the Tomb of Shadows. That's where I am. Check the campaign log. If Ishimaru Haruko is not listed on a VIP slain, she isn't, then search the collection for her and spawn her at the starting location. So that is fun. So we now have three hunters, two at the starting location and one next to the starting location. Ishimaru is a 6-4-3 enemy. After you deal damage to her by an effect other than attack, you draw the top card of the encounter deck and she does a damage and a horror. The game plan I have is very much not to need to find out how to try and defeat her, because she's horrible. And then I've got one action left, and Act 2A is The Path is Barred. The shadows cast along the bone walls shift into the shapes of several figures, acting out a macabre parody of the King in Yellow. Objective: tell us how to stop the path from opening. If the man in the pallid mask is defeated, advance. Objective: what is he trying to show us? Investigators in the Tomb of Shadows may spend the requisite number of clues as a group to advance. And that is two clues. So, I need one more clue because I've got one clue. So I'm going to try and investigate. I've spent my... Lola is exhausted, so I can't use Lola. So I'm going to be 4-on-4. I could commit well connected. I'm not going to, though. I'm just going to investigate 4-on-4. Zero. That is really annoying, because I've got Look What I Found in hand. But oh well, I've got an extra clue. At the end of my turn, I'm going to do my bet. I'm going to bet a resource, so I'm 3-on-1. -2, so I get a resource, so I go up to 12. And then in the enemy phase, the corpse dweller hunts to the stone archways and the spectre and Ishimaru hunt to the bonefield cavern. So they are now, so the corpse dweller is now 1, 2, 3, 4 locations to the left of me and one below. And now the play area kind of looks like the spaceship from 2001 A Space Odyssey. So I've got a kind of 2x3 grid here, which Skids is currently in. And then there's a row of three locations coming out from the centre of that 2x3 grid. And then there's a kind of 2x3 grid with one location missing on the left-hand side. So it's like a giant H. Oh my God, that's portentous. I've made a giant H. Ah, creepy. I don't like it. Okay. Ugh. But Skids is rich, so he's not worried. So that was the enemy phase. In upkeep, we draw The Thing That Follows, which spawns at the location furthest from you, which is the stone archways, which are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 locations away. This is one map where I'm not worried about that weakness. And I should have tapped Lucky Cigarette Case. So I missed it. It's my own fault. I shouldn't have missed it. You know, got to get better at my triggers. Okay, so Doom goes on the agenda. We're at 1 of 12. I'm not sure I read Agenda 2A, so I'll do that now. Empire of the Undead. All around you, the eyes of skulls glow with an otherworldly hue. A ghostly voice echoes throughout the labyrinthine catacombs. You sense a threatening presence looming around you. It is just outside of your vision, past the dim fog that permeates through the catacombs and around every corner. And we're at 1 of 12, and our encounter card is a Ravenous Ghoul. 333, humanoid monster ghoul, and it preys on the lowest remaining health. And that's us. The flavour text on this card is one of my favourite pieces of flavour text in the game. The sight of the thing raised the question, do we eat to live or do we live to eat? Which is just so delightfully gross. And actually, this has been a good scenario for encounter cards, because one of my very favourite encounter cards is The Shadow Behind You. The art is amazing. The mechanic is amazing. It's obviously super annoying that I basically had to, like, very quickly get rid of my entire hand to make it not a complete bust. But it is a fantastic, fantastic encounter card. Right, so I'm in combat with a ghoul. I don't have a weapon yet. So I guess I'm going to try and evade. I'm 5-on-3. Just looking to see if I've got any cards that will help. And I do not. 5-on-3. -2, that is a success. I evade the ghoul. So the ghoul is evaded in the Tomb of Shadows. And then I will... I was going to say I will investigate, but I won't. I'll tap Lola Santiago and spend 4 money. And just grab this clue. And then I will spend 2 of my 3 clues and advance. Behind the mask. If you spent clues to advance... Recognising that the stranger poses no immediate danger to you, you study your surroundings and the strange shadows along the wall. He takes something from the fire and the shadows twist and distort once more, revealing a strange diagram. Mark 2 doubt in your campaign log and remove the man in the pallid mask from the game. Advance to Act 3A, leading the way. The shadows along the walls of the tomb begin to coalesce. Strange runic symbols twist into the image of a building with a tall tower, its spire reaching up toward the ceiling. Then the stranger beckons for you to follow and disappears through the stone archway behind you. Ignore the forced ability on blocked passage. If each undefeated investigator is at blocked passage, advance. Okay, so that was action 1, action 2. So action 3, I'm going to move down to the Labyrinth of Bones. And then I will, I think, bet some bucks with Skid's ability. I will bet 1 resource. So I'm 3-on-1. 0. So 2 resources back. So I go up to 10 resources. Tap the Lucky Cigarette Case to look at the top 2 cards of my deck. And it's the 45 Thompson and the Easy Mark. To be honest, at this point... Oh, hang on. I should have done that in case I draw hospital debts. Ah, well. We just have to hope I don't. And if we do... Well, I'm going to keep the 45. No, I'm going to keep Easy Mark. Yeah, keep Easy Mark. Okay. Yes. In the enemy phase, the Corpse Dweller hunts to the candlelit tunnels, the Spectre of Death and Ishimaru hunt to the stone archways, and the Thing That Follows hunts to the gate to hell. The Corpse Dweller is now 3 locations away from me. Which is a bit uncomfortable. In upkeep, I take a resource, going up to 11 resources, and I draw another copy of Easy Mark. Okay, Doom goes on the agenda. We're 1 of 12, and I draw a ghoul minion. Okay. Well, I think I'm going to try and evade the ghoul minion. I'm 5-on-2. 0, pass. I will say I've gotten very lucky in that I haven't drawn a single skull since I was over this end of the map, and there are 3 in the bag. So although, you know, I've seen the -4 once, and I'm not seeing the Elder Sign or the Tentacle at all, but the avoiding the skull has been really quite nice. But I've evaded the ghoul minion and I will move to the blocked passage. Each undefeated investigator is at the blocked passageway, and so I advance. The secret exit. Following the stranger's lead, you take a circuitous route through the underground passageways. Finally, you are confronted by a dead end, a tunnel blocked by an impossibly thick wall of collapsed bone and rubble. The stranger stands nearby, holding the partially charred skull he pulled from the fire in the Tomb of Shadows. What now? You ask, confused. He holds the skull aloft, and the floor begins to collapse into a pit of dark emptiness below. Bones of rubble from the wall fall into the pit, and it grows larger with each moment. The stranger bows, then falls backward into the pit before you can grab him. Wait, you call out, but it is too late. With the pit growing and threatening to swallow the catacombs entirely, you have no choice but to follow. R2. So, there have been some scenarios in this campaign where things have gotten a little bit ropey. I flatter myself that that was not really one of them. I think that went really quite smoothly. Picked up 4 victory points from the various locations I cleaned out of clues. Skids doing a great job of investigating even well before Lola came out to play. There was one point at which I was worried that I had accidentally either forgotten to spend or given myself an extra clue, but I did always have one clue in my pool. I never went down to 0 clues after I was worried about that. So if I did, like, if I do listen back to this and I'm like, oh yeah, there was a phantom clue, then I am still okay, because I would just be on 0 clues right now instead of 1. I don't remember what the other catacomb is. There's 2 unrevealed catacombs locations. There's one in the block that I'm in, which is the Shivering Pools. It would give me a victory point. And then the other one is the Crypt of the Sepulchral Lamp, which you investigate using will instead of books and, you know, Skids. It's very kind of you to offer, sir, but realistically speaking, Skids would rather not use his heads for anything he doesn't have to. Thank you very much. Yeah, but like I said, I think that went quite well. I think, so I'm really conflicted about my next upgrade decision. I've got 4 XP. Skids in his parallel guise, you can upgrade cards that are fortune cards without getting rid of the lower level one. So if I upgrade my 2 copies of Hot Streak, I can add the 2 level 4 copies of Hot Streak without taking out the 2 level 2 copies of Hot Streak, which would mean that I had 4 copies in my deck. That is very tempting. The only thing that slightly worries me is the reduction in consistency. Because although I do draw through relatively quickly, in that game I didn't see Manual Dexterity or Easy Mark, and I didn't have a weapon until right near the end. And Lola kind of wasn't super close to the top either. So maybe I need to try and include more card draw, but I am at the moment drawing a blank on what that would be, unless I included a second lucky cigarette case. But I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll have to think about that. The other contender for inclusion is Momentum, which is a good card. For those who don't know, basically if you commit it to a skill test and that skill test is successful, you reduce the difficulty of your next skill test by the amount you succeeded by up to 3. And again, that's very handy for skids, especially with heads checks, but also with combat and books checks. So yeah, that's another potential. But let me know what you think I should do. I am monotone on the Mythos Busters and Drawn to the Flame Discord servers. And I hope to see you all again when Skids O'Toole will be headed to Mont Saint-Michel. Thanks everyone for listening.